It's Audio Mo, 2020, day 23. What's in a name? This is kind of inspired by Naomi Yembe's Audio Mo from a couple of days ago, where she was talking about how long it took her to take on her married name and how her Twitter handle's different. And then Kate Sparkle was also talking about how, you know, her Twitter handle's been used for like name badges and things in the past at conferences. That just made me think about mine. So I'm Mark Nothing Cotton, no middle name. Online, I'm MC Fontaine. That's all one word. It's not Muck Fontaine or MC as in, you know, master of ceremonies like a DJ. It was my stage name from about, I was in a band called Juste Fontaine. And for some strange reason, we all decided that we'd take on these stage name personas. So we were all MC Fontaine, SB Fontaine, everyone had just literally your initials and the word Fontaine after it became your new name. So the rest of them gave up after we put out one EP. But I just, I liked it and carried on with it. So it's become my online name. It's become my work name. But in Naomi's original Audio Mo, she was asking, what's in a name and how's it linked to your identity? Well, everything I've told you so far is in one way a complete and utter lie. Because for the first 10 months of my life, I wasn't Mark Cotton. So I found out that I was adopted when I was about, I think, 10 or 11, something like that. Pure accident. I was having a row with my mum and she went, oh, if we hadn't adopted you. Oh, you know, she always regretted it from that day. So I'd always known, never interested in finding out anything about my birth family. My mum died last October. And then with all of the Brexit bullshit that's going on, the one thing I did know was that my dad was Irish. Well, that's what I was told. So I thought I'd start doing a little bit of a search. So I contacted my local council because I'd like, if he was, to get an Irish passport because then I can stay being a European. So, yeah, as I say, my name isn't my name, really. Hello. Pleased to meet you. My name's Peter O'Flynn. Bye.